Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say radio in Chinese. We have a special guest, Susie Robbins. Susie, she is the sound engineer in the sound company from London. And she has been the sound engineer for all the Talk Chinese episodes. Hi, Susie. 你好。
你好。
Thank you for joining us. You've been listening to us and been part of this fun project. Can you please tell us why you decided to become a sound engineer?
I've always been into music. So I think I was about 12 or 13 and I wanted to be a sound engineer recording bands.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a music degree. And then I decided to do some work experience at a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And I then got a job with the BBC. And then I ended up sound engineering.
Right. So the BBC, the radio part of the BBC?
Yeah, BBC Radio.
Right. Okay. Radio is our subject today. The way to say radio in Chinese is 电台.
电台.
电台. You got it. 电 is the electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And tai is the platform.
Okay.
So the electrical platform.
Ah, okay.
And platform actually has been evolved into the meaning of station.
Mm-hmm.
So the electrical station is where they broadcast the radio show.
Okay.
So 电台.
电台.
电台. And 电 is quite a useful word. Of course, it means electricity, and nowadays most technologies are empowered mm-hmm. by electricity. And then, so 电, when you say 电视, that's electrical vision, that means television.
Ah, so 电视.
电视, 视 is vision, electrical vision, mm-hmm. 电视.
电视.
That's television. And to say computer, it's 电脑.
电脑,
电脑, 电, electricity is a fourth tone, 电,
电,
脑,
脑,
脑 is the brain, so electrical okay. brain is okay. the computer, 脑,
脑,
电脑,
电脑,
电脑 is the computer, and to say telephone
mm-hmm.
is electrical speech,
okay.
so we use 电话,
话,
电话,
话,
话,
话, 电话,
电话 is the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And to say movie,
yeah,
we say 电影,
电影,
电影, 电 is the same one.
Okay.
Electricity, 影 is the shadow.
Ah.
So 电影,
电影.
That's right. So when you worked with the BBC,
mm-hmm.
I know that you did the Mandarin edition, right, for the recording.
I did. I worked at the World Service and when I joined, we did 42 languages, and one of them was Mandarin.
Right. Okay. So did you pick up some Chinese at that time?
So I used to be able to say this is the BBC in London, or the equivalent in 42 languages, mm-hmm. and now I've forgotten most of them. But I do vaguely remember the BBC opening, and it was something like BBC Inguo Dientai.
That's it. You got it. So 电台 is the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then in between BBC and 电台,
mm-hmm.
you have 英国.
英国.
Is that right? 英国.
Yeah.
Is that what you heard? Okay.
Yeah.
You got it. That means the UK.
Okay.
Yeah. Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
英国.
英国.
英国. 国 is the country. So mm-hmm. when you say, oh, China as a country, we say 中国.
中国.
中, that's right. 中国 means China.
Mm-hmm.
It's the combination between middle. 中.
So is there always a 国 after the end?
Yes.
For each country.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Like, 英国 is yeah. the UK,
yeah.
the Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
国 is the country or the kingdom.
Okay.
And then when we say America, we mm-hmm. say 美国.
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 And is it an uptone, the 国?
国 is the second tone. But 美, as America,
mm-hmm.
it's a third tone that actually
美.
美.
Okay.
美国.
美国.
Yeah, so if we want to say, oh, American radio, yeah. we can say 美国电台.
美国电台.
That's right. And what you heard in the BBC World Service, the
yeah.
Mandarin service, mm-hmm. you heard 英国电台.
英国电台.
英国电台. And if you want to say, oh, it's Chinese radio, then you can say
中国电台。中国电台.
That's right. And then sometimes you may hear some longer name. You may hear something like a 广播电台.
广播电台.
广播. 广播 means 广播. Broadcast.
Okay.
So, but nowadays, with or without broadcast, we more or less know it's a radio.
Mm-hmm.
So, in Chinese, it's the same. Sometimes they want to be more specific. They say 广播电台, but if you say 电台, people understand it.
And right. Is the radio popular in China?
It still? Is. It is, yeah. Especially now with the digital radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite an interesting evolution, I think, in the radio industry.
Mm-hmm.
People were worried that with all the like video games and television programs and fancy movies and mm-hmm. IMAX, radio will go away. But
well, this is kind of a radio thing here, the podcast, isn't it?
It is, yes. And it's amazing that with podcasts around, there are more than 300,000 podcast programs on iTunes.
Mm. So it's keeping me in a job. Thanks all the listeners.
No, thank you. Right. And then I remember when you did a Talk Chinese recording when we started, it's so cute that you asked us how to say recording in Chinese. It's 录音中.
录音中.
录音中. And 中, that means in progress.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the middle of doing something. 中.
中.
Did you notice that? It's the same word as China. 中国.
Okay.
Yeah, because 中 is the same meaning but been evolved into 中, Middle Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's China. But we are in the middle of recording.
Oh, I see.
So you just use that in a different context. Mm-hmm. In the process of recording,
mm-hmm.
then we say 录音中. 中 is the first tone.
So that goes...
It's a flat.
Flat. 中.
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 Middle. Yeah. And 录音. 录 is to record.
Okay.
录.
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 Is that the down?
Down sound is 录. A fourth tone. 录.
录.
That's right. And in is the sound. It's a little bit difficult for a non-native speaker, but what you can do is to say in and open your mouth and try to have your in have the tongue behind the upper teeth. In.
In.
That's it. In.
In.
That means sound. Lu in. So fourth tone.
Lu in zhong.
Yeah. Okay. Fourth tone. First tone and first tone.
Okay.
So you go down first and then keep flat for two.
Lu in zhong.
Lu in zhong. Perfect. You got it. So that's sound recording. Thank you very much, Susie, for joining us.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today we learn how to say radio, 电台, in Chinese. I hope you enjoy it. And please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Susie.
再见, Xiaolan.
And thank you for all the work you do with us.